Money has become a growing problem for the Boston Archdiocese. It's set to kick off its annual fundraising campaign this weekend with a goal of raising $17 million. But many Catholics are so angry at the church for the way it's handled allegations of sexual abuse by priests, they say they will not contribute this year. NPR's Tovia Smith reports on this latest sign of an increasingly restive laity.
The Boston Archdiocese has never needed money more than it does now. At the rate that alleged victims of abuse are still hiring lawyers, the church may be liable for much more than the $100 million once seen as a worst-case scenario. Meantime, Catholic charities are counting on church funds to keep up in a tighter economy. But many Catholics are so outraged that cardinal law allowed alleged child abusers, like former priest Paul Shanley, to keep working in the church, they're picketing outside the archdiocese demanding Cardinal Law's resignation. And many, like Susie Nauman, Francine Cardman, and Terry McNiernan, are refusing to give to the so-called Cardinal's appeal.
A cardinal has completely lost his moral authority. I can't possibly give anything that has his name on it.
I think the only thing the cardinal should be appealing for is forgiveness, not funds.
The money flows when the cardinal goes.
These Catholics say they're also withholding contributions to Sunday collections. It's hard to say how many others are, too. The Archdiocese says many local parishes are hurting, and hundreds of donors to the church's capital campaign have already canceled pledges totaling $2 million. Boston College theology professor Lisa Soul Cahill says the Archdiocese has left Catholics with no other way to be heard.
I think you get the attention of the church by causing it to feel some pain in the form of financial crisis. And I want to see the institutional church feel the crunch a little bit more.
Church officials say they're considering selling valuable archdiocese property, and they may also have to sell churches or school buildings and close some programs for the poor or the sick. It's why even some who've been most outspoken in criticizing the archdiocese say they're supporting the cardinal's appeal.
Maybe it should be reworded to identify for what it is. It's an appeal for the church, for the needs of the church.
Father Bob Bullock is chair of the Boston Priests Forum. He says boycotting the cardinal's appeal will only make the needy pay the price for Cardinal Law's sins.
It should not be personalized as though this is some kind of tribute to him. Rather, it's a necessary support of vital ministries that the church is responsible to conduct.
There are efforts to develop a kind of third way for Catholics who want to support charity work, but not the archdiocese. Boston University professor of management Jim Post is working with the group Voice of the Faithful on a plan to allow donors to bypass the church and send money directly to charities. Church officials insist that none of the money from the cardinal's appeal will pay for settlements or legal fees related to the crisis, but Post doesn't buy it.
I think what's emerging is sort of the notion of no donation without representation. Americans are not stupid, and we're not going to put our money down a moral rat hole and give it to people who have proven themselves so unworthy of our trust.
Post says Catholics are energized by the current crisis and are now thinking big. He says lay people are talking about leveraging their giving power to demand all sorts of reforms, from more financial accountability to a greater role for women in the church.
There's a world of possibilities out there. Our imaginations have been stirred as never before.
Cardinal Law has said he's open to a greater role for the laity, but he's also taken steps to quash a group that has tried to organize, and angry demands are not likely to go over well with church higher-ups.
You know, the Catholic Church has never been a democracy. Jesus Christ didn't take a vote among the disciples, okay?
Ken Hokanson is Chief Development Officer for the Boston Archdiocese.
I think there are ways they can raise their voice, but we are one church, one faith. You know, some of these people want the Catholic faith to change to meet their needs, and that's not what the faith's about. The gospel tells us to give unconditionally and to believe unconditionally, and I think they should consider that.
Many Catholics respond that their faith is unconditional, just not their faith in the current leaders of the Catholic Church. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.